producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
This time he's really here, folks. It's a new year, and he was busy right out of the gate. Jonathan E. Ward, my friend, Happy New Year. I know it sounds late, but it isn't, because we've been missing you.
Well, Happy New Year, Robert. It's great to be here. Sorry I couldn't make it for the last show, but we started on a new foot here today, and we're going to keep in that right direction.
Right. Is there anything that you can reveal about what's going on in the new year? I mean, is this the year, 2016, that the bureaucratic oligarchy finally meets its maker and says bye-bye?
Well, that optimistic outcome is unlikely to happen in any single year. But I can say this, that the constellations, the stars are moving in the right direction for a takedown of some of the bureaucracy that is most harmful to the American people. And that is because it looks as though there's going to be a counter-revolution against the Obama administration and against the Democratic Party in the coming year. And the reason why I say that is there are a number of things happening behind the scenes that make it very clear that it will be very, very tough for Hillary Clinton to become president, or for any Democrat, for that matter, to become president. Why do I say any Democrat? That's because within the next 60 to 90 days, it is very likely that the FBI is going to recommend to Attorney General Lynch that she issue a bill of indictment to a grand jury for consideration to indict Hillary Clinton for at least mishandling of classified information, and quite possibly for also public corruption. And the reason why I say that is that it is indeed the case that the FBI has reached a critical phase in its investigation. It has gathered now over 1,300 instances of classified information being mishandled by Hillary Clinton, any one of which would have been sufficient to recommend an indictment. The group that is doing this, 100 career FBI agents who are assigned to this task, 50 that have been employed specifically, that are retired specifically to assist in this task, the volume of evidence that has been assembled and the scope and breadth of the investigation, combined with the fact that career people who have tremendous integrity in investigating mishandling of classified information are on this. And the National Security Division's on this.
Listen, this is not something you're hearing in the mainstream media. I mean, there have been some whispers in some of the new media about the potential, but if you're telling me that there are some legitimate, let's say, I don't know if whisperings are the right word, but if there's indication that the Justice Department is seriously looking into this and it's likely that there could be indictments in the next 30 to 60 days, that puts Bernie Sanders as front-runner status.
That's right.
Who do they have left beyond that?
That's what's going to happen, I think. What we're going to see happen is a recommendation for indictment of Hillary. That is a recommendation for an issue of a bill of indictment to go to a grand jury to then issue an indictment is very likely, and the recommendation from the FBI. It's almost a sure thing. And the Justice Department attorneys in the National Security Division, the senior attorneys who are also very skilled and very talented, very patriotic people, are undoubtedly going to recommend to the Attorney General that she act on this by referring it. Now, if she does not refer it, there will still be the publicity associated with the recommendation, which should in and of itself be pretty devastating. But if she does allow it to go to the grand jury, and I do believe she will, then it's over for Hillary, because it's just going to unravel from there, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. I mean, who in the Democratic Party is going to want to put her up when there's a chance that she could very well be prosecuted criminally for numerous violations of the criminal code, along with public corruption? And that's going to cause the political future of Sanders to rise. And so he may well be the Democratic nominee. Well, is the United States going to elect as president an avowed socialist? Well, they might, but I doubt it.
The thing I would like about that scenario is at least you got someone who's talking straight, not a chameleon.
Well, that's right.
You know, and I appreciate that. People are going to have a better choice.
But in the presence of any Republican standard bearer, including Donald Trump, who may well be the standard bearer, Sanders is not going to be able to survive that. And the reason why, principally, mm-hmm. is that the critical issue in this election is going to be national security. And the critical issue in this election is going to require someone who the public believes has the tenacity, strength, and chutzpah necessary to take on the threats that are posed to the United States, to undo the Iran deal. And he's an apologist for the Iran deal. And he's someone who will not take on the enemy. He actually has sympathies with the enemy, much like Obama does. So he is not willing to do what the public demands.
And I do have some questions.
I do think he could win. I do think he will lose.
Right. I don't think they're ready for an avowed socialist, although there's some people that are, obviously, for a lot of reasons that we've said. Even crony capitalism has led to that place where people just abandon freedom because they think freedom failed when it was not freedom that failed. Let's bring in our good friend and most excellent writer from WorldNet Daily, Cheryl Chumley now. And, you know, Jonathan, you brought up Iran, and I just have a question. Maybe we need to ask a military person this. With all of the technology we have on Navy ships, I don't care how big or small they are, how the hell do we drift into territory? Drift into territory. I mean,
I don't believe that story. I don't believe that story. I'll tell you why I don't believe that story.
Mm-hmm.
These two ships were dispatched from the fleet, and they're monitored as they travel.
Right.
So we would have known if they were being diverted into Iranian
exactly.
out of international waters.
You don't just
And we would have understood that they were in a Mayday situation, and we would have sent out whatever was required to bring them back.
Yeah.
I think they were taken, I don't know, and we'll see, but I think they were probably taken in international waters.
There's something about the story that just doesn't add up. That's why I brought that up. Cheryl, I don't know if you've been following any of that. I apologize. I'm throwing this out at you. It's not something we discussed in advance, but you might have an opinion on it, too.
Of course I've been following it. You know, I've been following it since Obama's glaring omission of speaking about it during his State of the Union speech and wondering exactly what's going on. And like you, I have my suspicions. This whole scenario of this ship being taken unbeknownst to any other Navy members is kind of baffling, because you're right, they're not just out there drifting alone.
Right.
They have their larger ships that they come off of, so they weren't just out there in waters fishing or something like that. And the fact that they were taken, what bothers me the most is the propaganda photos and images that Iran now is allowed to use. You know, you've got American soldiers or American sailors down on their knees in front of the regime, surrendering, making videos where they apologize. You have them shown in captivity with, you know, the Muslim scarf placed on the female sailor's head. This is humiliating for Americans, and it really ticks me off that Obama's foreign policy is so feckless that a nation like Iran feels emboldened that they can do this to our soldiers. And to me, that's the biggest travesty about this.
You know, I was, over in the United Arab Emirates a couple of years back, and I think we took a side trip. I don't know if it was to Oman, but one of the countries that literally you're so close to Iran, it's just right across the water. You have little junkets, I don't know. They're just people selling stuff back and forth across the water there. There's no question where the waters are and how close you are to Iran. I mean, for the U.S. Navy to, again, I'm just bringing it up because I just found the story so outrageous and ludicrous, and we're not getting the straight story, and I think we're all in agreement on that.
I'm just to add one more point, if I might. It bothers me a little bit that the sailors were in that position because, as a military, being a military member myself, prior Army, one of the things that you learn in basic training is that it's your job, your duty as an American fighting force to resist capture. And if you are captured, you're supposed to put up a heck of a fight. You're not supposed to immediately surrender, and you're certainly not supposed to issue any types of statements that could harm your country or your allied countries. So it bothers me a little bit, the idea, the notion that these sailors ceded so quickly on that point.
Well, I don't know if it's a culture that shifted, but if you saw during the State of the Union, the military leaders there didn't look happy.
They certainly didn't.
Did you see those images, Jonathan? They were just scowling.
How could they possibly be content with this president? And they have been denied the right to use the forces at their disposal to wage war effectively against terror and against radical Islamists around the world. Yet that is their commission, to fight this war. So if I told you, Robert, I want you to go toe-to-toe with an upcoming boxer, but I know you've been training, I know you're ready for this, Robert, but what I want you to do is I want you to take your right hand and tie it behind your back. And now with your left hand, I only want you to throw a jab, no hooks. And I also want you to look at the enemy with one eye closed. So this is the kind of thing the military is experiencing, are these limitations on the fight. And the reason is that the political overlay is so great on the military, if you can't even define the enemy as what it is, radical Islamists, mm-hmm. then how can you expect the typical soldier to get the message and have a real zeal about fighting this battle, rather than just think you're engaged in some sort of odd policing force, odd policing activity around the world?
Right. Well, we're going to see if we can dig a little deeper into this. We've got some updates out of Iowa. What's the Trump factor? Cheryl Chumley can chime in on that for sure. Norm Singleton will join us at the bottom of the hour from the Campaign for Liberty. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emord. Back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, from strange foreign incursions that are inexplicable to some degree at this point, we'll keep following that, to some domestic issues, and that is, of course, the race for the next president. And the Iowa caucus is coming up. There's another Republican debate tonight, although they excluded Rand Paul. That's a voice from the liberty side of things that it's sorely missed, I think, in that environment. But we got the Iowa caucuses coming up. Donald Trump, does he have a ground game? What's going on, Cheryl, with Iowa and the Trumpster?
How did Rand Paul, by the way, get relegated to second tier and John Kasich made it to the main debate stage? That's just amazing to me. But speaking to Iowa and what's going on, you know, Cruz is kind of on fire on the ground in Iowa, and it's putting a little bit of spark into his campaign, which some have been saying for a few weeks now was lagging. I think the latest polls put him up by 3 points. Trump supporters, though, are pretty steadfast, and I think immigration is a huge draw for them. So, you know, it's, what, 19 days away when they vote there, so we'll see how it goes. But it's definitely coming down to Trump versus Cruz.
Well, and Trump's hitting back, at least dropping the so-called natural-born citizen perspective on Canadian-born, you know, Cruz. I mean, is it settled? It's not settled. Jonathan, do you have an opinion on that?
Well, I think that he, you know, his mother was an American, and it is a point that for which there is some argument to be made legally, but I think that the proper resolution of it would be that he was born of an American citizen and is an American citizen by natural birth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, his father was a Canadian and his mother was an American. And he moved after he was born, came to the United States, but he was born of an American citizen. So the fact that he was born in Canada, I mean, if your parents were in the military and both were Americans and you were born overseas, you would still be an American citizen. You would still be a natural born American in the sense that you would have been born from an American citizen. So
even if it wasn't on a military base, like in the case of John McCain, for instance, for a protector.
Yeah. Even if it was outside of the United States and you were born of an American, unless you renounced your citizenship before the child was born, the child would be an American citizen by virtue of the fact they were born from an American, even though they were born overseas. So it is a question that could be made into something, but when you look at it squarely and reasonably, you would not put yourself in the position of saying that an American born of an American citizen is not a natural-born American simply because they happen to be born outside of the United States.
Gotcha. But, I mean, it could raise questions if he's the nominee, something the Democrats might try to bring up. All right, let's move on to Nikki Haley out of South Carolina. She did the response to the State of the Union. Cheryl, were you able to see her perspectives?
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of her speech. You know, I think that's the whole problem Americans are having right now with the Republican Party, that they seem to bend over backwards to meet Democrats on some kind of neutral ground, and they try and take blame for things that, you know, the Democrats are faulting the Republican Party for. And instead of fighting back, they try and, you know, reach that common ground. Let's all get along. Let's work with Obama. Let's work with Democrats. And, you know, I think that was Nikki Haley's tone that she struck during her speech. She didn't come out and mention Trump by name, but everybody knew who she was talking about, and she admitted after the fact that she was indeed speaking of Trump and his angry rhetoric and so forth. And, you know, I think Trump turned around the next day and he hit the strategy hard and said, yeah, you're dang right, I'm angry, and so are American voters, and this is why I'm surging in the polls. So wasn't a fan of her speech, but I don't think it hurt Trump any.
Yeah, interesting. You know, one of the things I saw in the State of the Union was the so-called moonshot for curing cancer. And I'm thinking, if you want to achieve a goal, you don't give millions or billions or trillions of dollars and say you can only look inside this box and nowhere else. The search for the cures for cancer has been an absolutely failed war, and a war that was never intended to be won. And Obama's playing right into the pharmaceutical gambit again. And Jonathan, of course, you know that all so well.
Yeah. First, I'd like to say I agree completely with Cheryl. I am not impressed by Haley's speech at all. And, in fact, I thought it was a weak speech and didn't think it was persuasive in the least, and thought it unnecessarily poked jabs at Republicans, namely Donald Trump, and the Americans who are angry, and
right.
Rightfully so. So it was weak, and it was apologetic, and it reminded me of Obama's appeasement approach. And I think Americans are not interested in that type of thing right now at all.
All right. We got to take a break. Cheryl Chumley, thanks for being here.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
And I got great help and helped me to do that too. Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Emord.com, as well as Norm Singleton now from the Campaign for Liberty. And we are going to continue the Sacred Fire of Liberty. If you ever miss a show, available right away at GCN, our archives through our syndicator, Talk Network, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, thanks to Jerry Doyle. And UK Health Radio.
back where they're still under the crown, they hear a message of freedom each and every week, guys. Norm, welcome to the show. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Jonathan. Good to have you back. Good to be back with you, and good to be back with Jonathan. We missed you last week.
Well, thank you, Norm. It's great having you here, and it's also great to be here. So, Norm, if I may, Robert, tell us what your opinion is of Governor Haley's rebuttal to President Obama's State of the Union, and also what you think of the State of the Union.
You're asking me?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I thought that Governor Haley, I thought it was a speech full of platitudes and kind of a disappointed that she didn't draw a contrast between the Republican Party and draw out a real limited government, free market, individual liberty message and the failures of this administration to jumpstart the economy, improve America's standing in the world, to improve the healthcare system. In fact, he's failed on all these fronts. His speech, from what I saw of it, was similarly vapid. And his speech was basically an attempt to just say, we need to come together and work on our problems. But, you know, he's been very divisive, and he's been very divisive on almost everything. In between 2009 and 2010, he refused to even talk to Republicans about Obamacare or any other issue. And instead of bringing these points up, Governor Haley simply said, we need to come together. And she kind of fed into the narrative. I know that people are saying that it is a Donald Trump, that she was attacking Donald Trump. But as Robert, one of your fellow talk show hosts, Rush Limbaugh, pointed out, what she said could also be aimed at the talk radio conservative and libertarian talk radio host. It could be aimed at the grassroots activists, supporters of Cruz, supporters of Rand, supporters of any other candidate. And it really is just her speech is thus in and of itself divisive, because it's saying that people who have strong principles that they refuse to give up, and people who are forceful in advocating those principles, they're no better than divisive demagogues. I mean, that's not an unreasonable interpretation of what she said.
Yeah, I agree with Norm.
Yeah,
I might mention also that the candidates seem to me to be missing an opportunity here. I would have said that to the extent that the economy is coming back to some extent, it is despite Obama, not because of him. And I would say, to coin his own term and put it in his face, I would say, President Obama, you didn't build that.
Remember that?
You know, the people in the private sector who are laboring under this enormous burden of regulation and overtaxation, greater taxation than anywhere else in the world, all those people who are not working full-time because of Obamacare, because the companies that employ them can't make them full-time workers without suffering an enormous consequence from the cost of Obamacare, all of these people are still pushing the economy along. And they're doing it because they're building it. And here you have this person who is responsible for holding back the economy and destroying people's jobs, unleashing the regulatory establishment to wipe out business after business, and picking winners and losers in the marketplace from the government, Barack Obama,
yep,
claiming credit for the successes of the market in dealing with his enormous burden. I mean, that should have been the message, I would think.
And speaking of the economy, Jonathan, and Norm especially with the Campaign for Liberty, I think the biggest story should be front page headlines all over the place was the vote on audit the Fed. It didn't pass, but it was a party line for the most part, with I think one or two exceptions, party line vote. And Ted Cruz, yeah. by the way, didn't show up for the vote for some reason. Okay. And Bernie Sanders evidently decided to vote for the audit, which is, you know, weird because he was against it, then he was for it, he was against it, for it. So that, to me, is huge news as it relates to what Jonathan's talking about, the economy, picking winners and losers,
yeah.
the whole thing with the Fed.
Well, I think that audit, I think what this vote proved is that if there's a Republican president, chances are great that audit the Fed is going to go through. And,
it is.
You know.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Norm.
But yeah, the sad thing is that the filibuster could have been broken. Had we could have reached closer, had the six Democrats who were previously either co-sponsored the bill when they were in the House or had voted for it, including Ben Cardin, Joe Donnelly, Macy Hirono, who co-sponsored Rand's original Senator Paul's original bill last year, and I right now I forget the other three, but if they had voted with it, not flip-flopped under pressure from the Democratic leadership, and I'm not sure what kind of pressure they put on them, but we heard it was pretty strong. And unfortunately, Senator Cruz, who's not just been a co-sponsor of the bill, but has talked about it in debates and op-eds, he said it was one of the top 10 priorities for the Republican Party. Had he made it to the floor and not been not campaigning yesterday, we could have done it. So we're not giving up on this. We are right now. Campaign for Liberty is preparing a plan to move this issue forward and hopefully get it passed through the House and then put it back in the Senate this year and force them to vote on it. Force them to stand up for the American people, and we'll see if we can get some of these guys to go back to their original to their original position. And you can find out more about that at campaignforliberty.org, and you can sign our new petition. And if you want to really upset Barack Obama, and if signing the audit the Fed petition isn't enough, you can enter our gun giveaway and get a chance to win an AR-15, which is a gun that President Obama has specifically mentioned in one of his little anti-gun.
Oh, because it looks so scary.
Right.
Ooh, scary gun, AR-15s, right?
Yeah, a president depriving senior citizens and the disabled of due process in order to deny them their Second Amendment rights, that's not scary.
No, I know. Incredible with the Social Security benefits and things like that. Now, Norm, is it possible that they could have another revisiting of it during this calendar year cycle? The audit
it's
the Fed
possible.
Bill?
It's it's possible. That's what we'd like to see. We'd like to see because the House has passed it twice by overwhelming amounts or overwhelming margins. So we would like to see the House take it up again this year and pass it, send it back to the Senate so that it can go back directly on the Senate calendar.
Yeah.
And you know, a little closer to the politicians having to face the people. We'll see then if they are still six are still willing to stand against it. We may even see if the one Republican who actually voted no, Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, who is a
is he a Fed chairman? What is that? Why would he vote against it?
I don't know. We've heard various reasons. He has always been at least a skeptic, and he has been in hearings. He has been one of the most willing to carry the Fed's water when it comes to propagandizing against the bill. Mm-hmm. So we're,
Knows what the NSA has on him, right?
Yeah, the closer we get though to the fall, the more likely it is that you'll see a lot of people start voting not just on audit the Fed, but on other issues the way we want them to, because they know when the American people are paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan, shouldn't this be like this number one issue when we talk about the economy, like Ron Paul has said and Rand Paul said as well, that if you are in bankruptcy or if you are so indebted to nations that are supposedly your enemy, how do you expect that you can defend should you need to, much less go on offense when necessary? I mean, this seems to me a fundamental ability to have a strong military. You have to have a strong economy overall.
Well, there's no question. I mean, our future is entirely tied to whether or not we have the economic wherewithal to survive. And in the environment in which we're in, if we're going to be able to defend American interests against an onslaught from countries all over the world that are harboring terrorists, we are going to have a strong military. We're going to have a strong economy to have a strong military. We have to have the ability to grow this economy, and the only way to do it is to greatly... We should end the administrative state, the notion that somehow the federal government can direct the economy to achieve a favored, politically favored, planned outcome is absurd. Free markets flourish with government out of the way, not with government standing at the head of it saying what you can and cannot do. We've got to get rid of the administrative state. We have to get back to the rule of law, where you have straight criminal laws against things like extortion, fraud, and we prosecute those rather than all these administrative prior restraints where we impose on law-abiding parties, because they're the only ones that honor prior restraints, limitations on their freedom. We need to get rid of that.
And that's what I'm talking about. Jonathan.
And lower taxes, really lower taxes. I mean, get the corporate tax down to a flat rate and a really low flat rate and have an American renaissance.
Well, let's see what we can do to help establish that with Norm Singleton and Jonathan Emord. One more segment here as we continue the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. And we got a lot more healing to go next hour as I preview some events that are up and coming. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again.
Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You want to stay up on the liberty views, what's going on in Washington and how it's impacting us domestically and also on a foreign policy scale. Greatest organization out there for this, Campaign for Liberty. And you can go to campaignforliberty.org. Norm Singleton's heading it up, and we appreciate him being with us each and every week. Jonathan Emord, of course, emord.com. And, you know, Jonathan's written a number of books, including The Rise of Tyranny. You can find those at his website, emord.com. And we really enjoy having an hour of rekindling those sacred fires. And if I think about, you know, I opened with a question for you, Jonathan, today about could this be the end of the bureaucratic oligarchy? I know it's kind of a pipe dream to think it could end in a year, but I still don't see enough, seemingly constitutional knowledge on those running for president. At least they're not discussing it so much openly. You know, it's not one of the things that we would like to see openly discussed, but I think perhaps it's not a sexy soundbite.
Well, we don't have a Ron Paul and a Rand Paul who make the Constitution first and foremost, and that's unfortunate. But what we do have is the inevitable course of history on our side, and what has happened is that there has been so much overreaching, so much oppression by this government on small business, medium-sized businesses, routing out the middle class, creating a bifurcated economy as a result of overregulation and overtaxation, and a situation which is unsustainable. That is, a government so large, so gross, that over $19 billion, looking in the direction of $23 billion by the time Obama leaves office, that it's unsustainable. The cost of entitlements, the cost of the government machinery, the force of that on the economy, and the unwillingness of private vendors to even work for the government as service providers because of the constraints. So, in other words, the government's going to collapse. But the question is whether we're going to allow it to collapse and hurt people, or whether we're going to turn back to a free market economy and have a cushion there because the market is rising as the government goes down. I don't think there's any question but that this government cannot sustain itself given the cost, given the burdens, and given the public, and this is the critical factor that will be expressed in the election, I think, this year, the public disgust of all things political, of all things Washington, of all things of promise mm-hmm. and never performance. We are sick of it. Hillary is the old guard. She is flailing now because of her inability to draw any significant support and certainly any but superficial support. Sanders is sucking the air out of the room when Hillary's there because Sanders is a true believer. He's wrong.
Right.
He's a Marxist, but he's a true believer. And he's going to win that as soon as Hillary becomes dead
right.
meat because of the indictment or because of the recommendation for an indictment from the FBI. She is going to go down as people think, oh, my goodness, the Democrats do. We can't stick with Hillary because, my goodness, she could be prosecuted.
Right.
And the Republicans will get in. So then they'll jump to Sanders.
Yeah, let me ask about on the Republican side for Norm, if you get any indication about Rand Paul. Is he dispirited or is he fighting back for being excluded? Is it over? He's got a good ground game in Iowa still, I think.
He does. You know, he just announced that he had over 1,000 precinct captains in Iowa. And, of course, Iowa is all about organization. So from what I hear, the best organized candidates are might be Rand and Ted Cruz. You know, I'm not sure. You hear different things about Trump and the other candidates' organizations in the media. It really is a shame that Rand Paul won't be on the stage tonight. Campaign for Liberty is a C4. We don't endorse or oppose any candidate, but I think it's a shame because of it's more that the ideas that Rand Paul brings to the table,
right.
The Federal Reserve, non-interventionism, a more rational foreign policy, being serious about cutting spending, civil liberties, ending the NSA abuses, and it's too bad that because of some rigged and phony polls that the American people are being deprived of a real debate on this.
Well, maybe there's some blowback on the media and the establishment, and Rand will get a bump. We'll see. We'll talk about it next week when we get together for some more Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan Emort, so glad to have you back with us.
Great to be with you, Robert.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Norm. Remember, it's the God's honest truth, the power to heal. It's most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Way not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Way tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the
number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.